Welcome to Your Five for the Day. The word gospel means good news, and I'd like to explain it by using the six letters of the word. So that's G-O-S-P-E-L. G reminds us that God created us to be with him. God created all of the universe and everything in it, including the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. God made them to be in complete harmony with him and with each other. Their nakedness represented the fact that they had no sin, therefore no shame, therefore nothing to hide before God or each other. They regularly talked with God in the garden and had sheer bliss, pure happiness, and unadulterated joy. They were living every day as God intended, in a right relationship with each other, God, and his creation. The only command God gave to them was not to eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. O shows us that our sins separate us from God. When Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and thereby sinned, they immediately became aware of their error. They sewed fig leaves together to cover their shame and hide in the garden from God. Now they were hiding from the one that they used to talk with regularly. Men and women have been hiding from God ever since, covering their sin and shame with the fig leaves of religion or philosophy. As a result of their sin, the immediate consequence was being banished from the garden, and the future outcome was their physical death. God had warned them that the day they sinned by eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that he would surely die. Spiritually, Adam and Eve died the day they sinned in the garden. Their souls became immediately polluted by sin and selfishness. As a result, all of their offspring, and that includes you and me, were born sinful and selfish. S makes it clear to us that sins cannot be removed by good deeds. From the beginning, humanity has attempted to remove the stain of sin by good deeds. God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments not to save them from their sin, but to show them that they couldn't live up to his perfect standards on their own. Instead of looking to him in faith, many of the Jews looked to themselves and thought they could please God in their own strength. But God saw their righteous deeds like filthy rags. Even the best of their good deeds were corrupted by selfish motives. P gives us the truth that paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. When Jesus came to the earth, he came as the fulfillment of God's law and to be the ultimate sacrifice. He lived the perfect life that we could not live and died in our place for our sin. When he died upon the cross, he shouted the words, "It is finished," declaring that the price for our sins was paid completely. Then, because he rose from the dead, we know that Jesus was who he claimed to be, God in the flesh. He reveals that everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. The amazing thing about eternal life is that it is a free gift given to us by God through faith alone and not by any of our good deeds. Jesus paid the price for our sins when he died on the cross, and all we must do is receive the gift of forgiveness through faith. When we believe that Jesus died for our sins and trust in him alone, we receive eternal life, a passed out of death into life, and are guaranteed a home in heaven. Lastly, L confirms that life with Jesus can start now and last forever. When we trust in Jesus, we enter into a personal, permanent relationship with God called eternal life. Part of the reality of eternal life is that it doesn't start after you die, but as soon as you believe. This life is the joy of a real, exciting relationship with Jesus every single day through prayer, worship, and living in the strength that God provides through his Holy Spirit. The other part of the reality of eternal life is that all who have it will be with Jesus forever and ever in heaven someday. Once we receive it, it's ours forever, and we are his forever. Now that is good news.